This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop.
Hour number two, what's on your mind on this Christmas Eve Eve edition of the program? Dustin Moore and Leon Francis here with you for one more hour. Coming up the next couple days, we will be off. And in place, we'll have some holiday specials on our program. So, Scott, I think he's still out in Arizona for a little while. So we'll continue with some guest hosts early next week. Another shortened week with the New Year's holidays. We will be live on New Year's Eve, but off again on New Year's Day. Want to take this moment to let you know a little bit about the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation. Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and much more. The state's oil and natural gas industry helps make that happen. And North Dakota oil and natural gas advancing the possibilities. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. That's ndpetroleumfoundation.org. Phone lines are open. Leon, we got a full hour of open phones for folks. 1-800-228-0550. 1-800-228-0550. You can also email us What's On Your Mind Radio. Studio at What's On Your Mind Radio.com. We got a few folks holding on the line to talk about all sorts of things, and wide open phone lines, whatever's on your mind, join us. That's what the program's all about. I'll turn it over once again to the one and only Leon Francis here on What's On Your Mind.
Man, that was professional. Good deal. Anyway, like you said, What's On Your Mind is the name of the show. To call in, 1-800-228-0550. Call in. You know, let's have a conversation. Two things before we start, before we kick off this hour. One, 2020 has been all about systemic racism. I mean, that's all white guilt, white privilege, white this, white that. What I want folks listening to take away from the show today is, one, do your own research. Go out, find books like Shelby Steele or Bob Woodson, or Candace Owens, and then just sit down and you know, sometimes it's hard to, you know, sit down to schedule out or pencil in, you know, time to crack open a book. Audiobooks, Audible, do it that way. And just listen to the other side of this debate that we've been having, because right now you're only hearing one side. The mainstream media is only giving you one side of the argument. There are tons of people on the other side of that argument, me being one of them, that do not agree with the present narrative. And that's the first thing. The second thing I want to and I kind of want to have a conversation about this. Did you guys know that Democrats slid $25 million in additional salary for the House of Representatives, and they put that in the COVID relief bill? They plan to give themselves $57,000 raises, and that's after blocking relief to us for all this time. Think about that. We get $600. They get a $57,000 raise. Does that cheese your grits a little bit? Because for me, it absolutely does. And before we leave today, a good friend of mine, Charlene Nelson, sent me an email yesterday, and I definitely want to read that and get your opinion on that. But right now, I'm going to go out to Chris in Watford City. Chris, what's on your mind?
Hey, Merry Christmas to everybody, by the way. And thank you much for taking my call. What's on my mind is the coronavirus, the relief bill, and metaphorically speaking, how you get, first gets coronavirus, and if they have some kind of a a compromised immune system, or a comorbidity, diabetes, overweight, extreme age, and the related illnesses, it causes you basically to drown when your lungs overreact and produce a whole bunch of liquid, kind of like an auto, it's an autoimmune response that goes crazy. And metaphorically speaking, Joe Biden and his administration are the coronavirus, and the United States of America, with its civic problems, social problems, overspending, overeating government, are the comorbidities that could kill us. And the only solution is to fight like crazy from a conservative side. If not, they're going to keep the middle class down until they can cause us to drown in debt. And then they get to do whatever it is. People talk about a reset, or they want to basically recreate the U.S. in the image a whole lot closer to Karl Marx than Washington, Jefferson, and Adams. And I just, the amazing similarity between Biden being the coronavirus with his rapidly multiplying socialists at the top and the way it actually acts on the body. I just woke up this morning, my eyes popped open, and I was like, wow, we are staring at our own sociopolitical coronavirus, and we're so stupid because they designed it that way through education to be
That is a brilliant analogy, Chris. I could not have thought that up myself, but it is brilliant and it is spot on. And I've always said, especially when we're talking about the Democrat Party. Now, the Republican Party has issues, so I'm not dismissing those at all. But when you're talking about the Democrat Party, they want a sick country. They want a country that feels downtrodden. They're not. Think about the difference between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. I mean, Trump is like, you know what? You can do it. I remember when he said, and he got a lot of flack about this, talking to minorities, what the hell have you got to lose? You know? And that should be our attitude. Our attitude should be, we can do, not, oh my, I need the government to help me do X, Y, and Z. I can't do this on my own. I can't do that. There's so many obstacles. When did that become a thing, man?
Right to try versus right to die. We are a right to try group, and the left and the righties that have are so eager to just give up. And the senator's response in our state, Kramer blew me away, avid supporter of this, but he blew me away when he said, in answering, will you support the fight against certifying electoral college, he said, well, the odds of President Trump winning are so small, and my head exploded. I'm like, I'm a jarhead, I'm an ex-Army guy, don't tell me the odds, give me the mission and get the hell out of my way. Right, no matter who's looking.
I'm
so upset with him. He's about a half an inch away from not just losing my vote, but me actively campaigning against him, and I'll do it for a ham sandwich. And he was my hero locally for a long time. So I'm sickened by this. So anyway, that is just, I want you guys to have a Merry Christmas. Oh, by the way, bust into the school districts that were segregated when I was a kid in the early 70s in the D.C. area, Northern Virginia, and Washington, D.C., Baltimore, those areas, were the last places to integrate. I went to what was called a traditionally black elementary school, and it's so funny because everything you say, it was better in the late 70s after the busing and the integration, and I grew up listening to stories of Uncle Remus and listening to Br'er Rabbit. That was my Greek tragedy in education was the things that we got in Black History Month. Because I didn't realize that the whole country didn't go through that. The world has missed out. There's so much rich culture. And for people in the black community to give up their awesome culture for a culture of complaining that they're victims, victimhood sucks.
Yeah, that's
the Irish ancestors know what it was, but there's so much identity there. Go with it and own it and share. And I think
we need a entire show on just that. Chris, God bless, man. That was an awesome call, brother. Thank you. Merry Christmas. We're going to go out to Nate. We're kind of running right up against the clock, but you got a minute, Nate. What's on your mind?
But the last caller, I thought Jarhead referred to Marines, not Army. Yep. So they're talking about raising the House member's salary from $21,000 from $14,500 a month. $14,500 a month. I don't know anybody that makes that, but our congressmen and women do. Another thing I'd like to say is I think there should be a special prosecutor about the vaccine for COVID, because Moderna had the cure back in January. They came up with it in 2 days, but it wasn't politically okay with Congress because an election was coming up. People had to die. I think there should be some investigation into that. Another thing, Kramer. I'm done with Kramer. I'm done with that puppet. Yesterday or the other day, he was saying $600 is sufficient enough. He makes $14,500 a month in U.S. taxpayer money. That's what we pay these people, these clowns out in Washington. And I'm going to tell you something. He's not the smartest cookie. I asked about his life at conception bill. He couldn't even tell me what it was about, how it would work. He was over in the Ukraine. He brought a delegation over to the Ukraine with Exxon and fracking and horizontal drilling.
Hey, Nate, can you hang on for a second? That music means that we're right up against the break. 1-800-228-0550. We got one open phone line right now, so we may be able to sneak you in right on the other side of this break. Nate, hang on a second.
Ryan Wiege is with us from Red Trail Energy in Richardton, North Dakota.
We produce 64 million gallons of ethanol annually. Now, in order to do that, you know, we procure about 23 million bushels of corn annually, and 98% of that is bought directly off the farm across 32 counties in North Dakota, in northwestern South Dakota, eastern Montana. So that in itself, obviously, is a huge economic impact, you know, for the agriculture community out here. It's nice to know that part of the tax revenue that we generate here, especially for the city of Richardton, you know, they just finished building a new school, and knowing that part of our tax dollars helped aid in that construction of a new school is a pretty good feeling for us here at Red Trail.
Why should North Dakotans use ethanol?
I truly believe ethanol is a much better product than it gets credit for. It's a high-octane fuel. It reduces our greenhouse gas emissions drastically. When you're putting ethanol in your vehicle, you're more than likely either supporting yourself or somebody you know within the agricultural community.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improves lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Got an oil field truck? Need it clean? ND Truck Wash. Got a hopper? Need it washed out? ND Truck Wash. Got an aluminum tank? You want it like new, clean? ND Truck Wash. They're open 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call 701-628-1550. Get a reservation. You'll wait less than 10 minutes to get in and get her done. 701-628-1550. Right behind Pinnacle, Bach and Central, Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. ND Truck Wash. Tell them Scott sent you.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. You're listening to What's on Your Mind. Leon Francis, guest hosting for Scott Hennin. We'll get an update here with Dean Wysocki in just a moment on the weather in the listening area. Blizzard warning in effect until midnight tonight, but we're hoping to have some of that snow let up here in the next few hours. Quick update with Dean in just a moment, but I want to tell you about a great hometown company, Advanced Business Methods. That's the place that we here at the Flag go, and we want to update our copiers, printers, office equipment. They're employee-owned, based right here in the Fargo area, and that means your money stays in the community. Today's printers are high-end computers with data and analytics that help you track usage. They tell you how to save money on the job and who's printing what, and they can also help with some of that security stuff too. Hackers get into printers because the printers are hooked up to the network, and then they can access your entire network by getting through a weekly encrypted printer. Advanced Business Methods and their team, they know all about this and can keep your business, heck, even your home, safe from those hackers. They're coming up on their 50th anniversary. That's right, 50 years of serving the business community with the best products and best service that you'll find anywhere. They have locations in West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot, and Dickinson. Find out more for yourself online at abmnow.com. That's abmnow.com. 21 after the hour, we bring in Dean Wysocki, our chief meteorologist here at the Flag, for an update on this blizzard warning that most of eastern North Dakota, many parts of Minnesota, are dealing with and experiencing. We should see some relief to that here a little bit later on this afternoon. But right now, the winds are still blowing, Dean, which means that snow is still blowing around there, and visibilities are still very much reduced.
Yeah, they are. In fact, I guess if there's any good news, the back edge of the snow stretching from east, just east of Red Lake Falls down through Fargo and continuing on the southwestward to just east of Aberdeen, but still some very heavy bands of snow from Huron, Brookings, up towards Watertown and into areas around, southeastern parts of North Dakota. Wahpeton's still seeing some very heavy snow up towards Detroit Lakes as well. Now, I was looking at some road reports, and travel is not recommended for most of South Dakota. Anywhere south on 29 out of Fargo, travel not recommended, nor is travel travel's not recommended east on 94 out of Fargo as well. So although the back edge of the snow slowly pushing through, even after that snow ends, we are still looking at winds today, which will be between 30 and 55 miles an hour out of the north-northwest. So a lot of reduced visibility, near zero over much of the area, even after the snow stops as we head into the afternoon. You combine temperatures around zero with those winds, we're looking at wind chills between 20 and 30 below. So again, that's not the kind of conditions you want to be out and about in if you don't have to. So if you can hold off travel today, that would be your best bet, because conditions do improve for tomorrow. Sunshine returns, but a high of only one above. So conditions will slowly improve today from northwest to southeast, at least in terms of the falling snow, but the winds aren't going to let up until around sunset tonight. That's when the visibility will start to improve across most of the area.
All right, Dean Wysocki joining us from the Flag Weather Center with an update on the blizzard warning and what we can expect as the day continues to unfold. Thank you very much, Dean. We'll catch up with you here in a little while. Right now, 24 after the hour, it's What's on Your Mind. Leon Francis in for Scott Hennon. We got a full bank of calls. We got phone lines open the rest of this hour, so we'll turn it back over to Mr. Leon here on What's on Your Mind.
Thanks, man. I could have given you that update. Look outside. It's cold. It's blowing snow. Yeah. And it doesn't look like it's going to let up anytime soon. So, yeah, we got a full bank of calls. So I'm just going to jump right in. We're going to go back to Nate, but I want you guys to think about something. Yesterday we had that poll, that said, should Trump veto this COVID-19 relief bill? And at that point, you know, I was a little concerned. I'm still concerned because 31% of folks say no. 68% say he should, and I think that he should. But I called yesterday for folks, if you're in the other camp, to call in and tell me why. Tell me why he should not veto this thing. So that's a standing. I'm going to keep one phone line open just for you, but we're going to go back out to Nate. Hey, Nate, let's wrap up that conversation. Sorry to cut you off.
Yeah, it's okay. I know how it is. So, yeah, back to what you were saying. Congress gets $14,500 a month from us. They want to get a raise up to $21,000 a month. That's pretty crazy. Yeah. And, yes, I want a special prosecutor looking into why Congress wouldn't allow this Moderna drug to go through in January, because the way I look at it, people had to die. That there had to be a political gain to the pandemic. Never let a pandemic go to waste. I think that's Democratic model. And we could have cured this back in February. But now, yesterday, Dr. Fauci, he's taken the Moderna vaccine. And I want to jump back real quick to this Kevin Cramer. It really upsets me that Kevin Cramer went to the Ukraine with part of that delegation to bring fracking over to the Ukraine, while the Obama administration and Joe Biden were trying to heavily regulate and get rid of fracking here in the United States. But right. Not only was Kevin Cramer in the Ukraine with that delegation, they were with ExxonMobil. And ExxonMobil was bringing fracking to Russia. And Kevin tried saying that we're trying to get Ukraine to get less dependent off Russian gas and oil. But they made a huge deal with Russia to help them bringing North Dakota fracking teams and horizontal drilling teams to Russia in the Bazanov shale, which is 80 times larger than the Bakken shale. So what the heck is going on here? And that was part of the $1 million loan guarantee that was supposed to go to through Biden, through Burisma, to start them with the horizontal and fracking over in Ukraine.
Follow
so there's a lot of corruption even going on in our Republican Party.
That'd be a good question to ask him the next time he's in the hot seat, man.
He didn't know. He didn't know that Exxon went over to Russia. He goes, oh, I don't know about that, because we were trying to get Ukraine off Russian dependency. And I said, yeah, I know all about the reverse flow coming back from the UK and bringing it back to Ukraine so they would be less dependent on Russia. But why did you bring the fracking team and the horizontal drilling team to Russia to help them and teaching them how to frack? And I got the docs from Barack Obama's administration of why they were there, what they were doing there, and it talks all about that in the time frame. And so we have a senator who also said he didn't go into the Senate to become rich. But he didn't know that in the fifth year of being a senator for North Dakota that he was going to be a millionaire. How many jobs do you know where you can be a millionaire after 5 years? And I want your listeners to understand how much of a swamp creature Senator Cramer actually is. He's clueless. He is not fit for the job, and that's all I want to say.
Thanks, Nate. All opinions are welcome. I have an issue with politicians in general. I think that there's a certain breed of people. I am not one of those guys that could run for office, I said that yesterday. But that music means we're right against another break. Fred, Gary, Ray, and Ron, hang on. We'll get to your calls right after this break. What's on your mind?
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
To say President Trump thinks the average American got gypped on the coronavirus relief package, that would be an understatement.
It really is a disgrace. It's called the COVID relief bill, but it has almost nothing to do with COVID. I am asking Congress to amend this bill and increase the ridiculously low $600 to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple.
Lawmakers are being sent back to Washington to get it right. Dubai announced the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine had arrived in the city Tuesday and would be administered free of charge in a vaccine drive starting Wednesday. The vaccine was given emergency approval by the Ministry of Health of the United Arab Emirates. The UAE Fatwa Council, which makes religious rulings, decreed that it was permissible to take the vaccine and other medical remedies that use un-Islamic components. USA Radio News.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a four-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Welcome back. It's What's On Your Mind, 32 after the hour on this Christmas Eve Eve edition of the program. No show for us on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day, but we'll be back with some more guest hosts for you on Monday. Reminding you, PetroServe USA is the place to go when you are traveling around the roads and you need to fuel up that belly, fuel up that car, whatever it is. PetroServe USA has what you need. Specials in December include salted nut rolls, 2 for $2. Jack Link's jerky, you can get that on sale. Popcornopolis on sale for $3.39. Pepsi products, 20 ounces, 99 cents. You can get 24 packs of pop for $5.99. Leon, remember when that was $2.99 for a 24 pack of pop, and then all of a sudden it started to get up to $5, $6, $7 some places? Just ridiculous.
Oh, man.
Those were the days. Wednesdays, your weekly specials are 2 fresh baked cookies, and you get one free. That's at a PetroServe USA near you, helping America fuel better. What's on your mind? And Leon Francis sitting in for the chairman, Scott Hennin, on What's on Your Mind. Full bank of calls, and we are continuing with open lines for the rest of the show. Leon, kicking it back to you.
Thanks, man. You know, I sometimes feel like my dad. You know, I'm sitting in the store and I'm looking at something and I'm like, man, you know, I remember when this was, you know, this amount of money. And then I have to stop myself. I'm like, oh, God, I'm turning into my dad now. Something else that cheeses my grits. I'm looking right now, and during the break, I was kind of perusing this. The year-end waste report by Rand Paul. Seriously, if you want to just have a bad day, go and read that thing. $55 billion wasted, and he breaks it all down. If you just, you know, as a matter of fact, don't. Probably not a good day to get your blood up. But anyway, I'm going to go back out to the callers. Let's see who's been waiting the longest. Ray on the road. What's on your mind?
I'm curious about the 40,000 Chinese troops that are setting up in Canada.
I was going to talk about that, but I do not have time to dig into that. That is a, I don't want to say scary, but it is troubling. It is, that's a troubling development. So, anyway, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead, Ray.
Yeah, especially, when, Canada is coming across with the, attitude that they're a more valuable, ally than the United States is. And, that's really troubling. And, I mean, we got 40,000 troops setting across the border. I mean, somebody needs to talk to Canada.
And I agree. And certain moves that China has been making, like what they're doing in Africa, what they're doing in Venezuela, they'll go in. They'll help you out. It's like the Godfather, you know. They'll go in there and they'll make you an offer you can't refuse, and then they set up shop. And it is unreal to me that, one, our media has just been wholly inadequate to the challenge of keeping us informed on what's going on the world stage, on the global stage. All we hear, you know, they keep us fighting each other, and I guarantee you most of our listeners have never even heard what you just said, that there are 40,000 troops, Chinese troops, in Canada right now. Google it. Thanks, Ray on the road. Oh, man. Fred out in Wing, what's on your mind?
Well, Leon, nice talking to you, sir. We got a Christmas story that is the greatest story ever told, you know?
Yep.
And anyway, in that story, there was three players. There was Joseph, there was Mary, and there was Mary's uncle, Zachariah. He was the only one Mary and Joseph did what they were said when the angel Gabriel came to them. They did what he said. But Zachariah, he questioned it, and he got stricken deaf. I mean, dumb. He couldn't talk. That everything had to click. Everything had to be in unity for this wonderful miracle to take place. And the angel, sent from the Lord, knew that. Now, we have a unity of belief out here in North Dakota, in our representative republic. Our unity says, and we're trying to get our senators and congressmen to say, hey, go in there, declare in Congress and in the Senate that these people wronged our election, that they committed terrible acts of crime, and they need to be prosecuted, and this is a fraudulent election, and we need to change it. And we're unified in that, and these guys won't listen. Now, maybe they've been twisted. Maybe they have it, but they can repent. We'll forgive them. Just go get it done.
Absolutely.
Like the Christmas story. Make it turn out the way it's supposed to be.
And even more to the point, what does it say about us as a representative republic if our election system is undermined? If we don't have free and fair elections, then this whole thing is a sham. This whole thing is a house of cards that absolutely will come down. I'm going to read my friend Charlene Nelson's email to me, and I know tons of people that feel exactly the same way that she does, and the way Fred just expressed what is going on here. If you are able, I would call Kramer and Hoeven and even Armstrong. I would either call them, email them, or both, and make sure that they understand how important it is that if you're going to certify an election, when you're certifying it, it means, hey, everything is great. Everything happened the way it's supposed to. We're certifying that this thing is legitimate. That did not happen. It did not happen. And be cordial, be nice, but be firm when you call, text, or email them. But, Fred, thank you. I want to say this. The Minnesota Department of Transportation has enacted a no-travel advisory on state and federal highways in Clay County, Traverse County, Wilkin County, and the northwestern corner of Otter Tail County due to dangerous driving condition. This includes Interstate 94 from Moorhead to Rossay and Highway 10 from Moorhead to Holly. So just keep that in mind. It's like I've said all morning, if you don't gotta be out, don't be out. Period. Ron out in Mandan, what's on your mind?
Hey, yeah, say, I was down sick with that COVID when you were doing the rally in Bismarck, but my wife was the one who was knocked off of her perch as they were rumbling. And I really, really, really appreciate who you are, what you do, and that you trust being with us. Tea Partiers and NRA people, we thank you.
Oh, naughty problem, man. And for folks that don't know, we had a big rally out in Bismarck a couple months ago. A couple of loony liberals showed up, Black Lives Matter. The funniest thing, they're chanting Black Lives Matter. Not a single one of them were black. Think about that. I saw that too.
I did see the video afterwards and watched the whole thing half a dozen times, but I got something to ponder. I know Kevin Cramer really well. I have for, 15 years, and I trust him 101%. I got to thinking about this about a week and a half ago. This is a chess game, if you want to visualize it that way. And when we set the board up, we put all of our pawns and knights and bishops and our queen and then our king. And our king is looking at that king over there. Now, we may have some of our pawns taken, our bishops taken, our knights taken. We see them off to the side. They're still there. They're not broken. They're not dead. They're still over there as we keep watching their king. Now, we're not going to tell their king what our plight is, what our flight is, what our game is. We're aiming for that king. So that pawn that was taken away from us may have had to play this part to protect the king, our king. All we have to do is trust that this man in Washington, D.C., who was not a career politician, who did not become a millionaire by being a career politician, but a businessman who became a billionaire, who does not have a bad memory, and he has a game in mind. Let's keep watching the game, and he's hearing all of the stuff going on the air. He's hearing it all to see what the mood is going on, but he still has his mind and his attention on that king, and the checkmate is going to come.
Oh, Ron. That is a beautiful analogy. We're looking at this thing wrong. We're looking at it like it's tiddlywinks and is actually a chess match. Beautifully stated, Ron. Man, Dan, thank you. Going to go out to Gary in Jamestown. What's on your mind, Gary?
Americans, I'm one of those 40 million Americans that's considered non-essential, and which means that to get the COVID vaccine, I would be way down in the line. And I don't have any problems with that. It's just that I'd wish that the Internal Revenue Service would consider me non-essential when it comes time to pay taxes. And as a detour to that, there's thousands of dead people that voted in this last election. Well, maybe Congress should spend millions of dollars to find out if dead people are well enough to vote. Well, then they're also well enough to pay taxes. Thank you.
Gary out in Jamestown. See, that's common sense. I'm going to, and this is just an aside, I will never take that vaccine, ever, because of my pro-life stance. If you understand the base ingredient in these vaccines, you'll understand what I mean about that. And I may post about that on my social media. Not going to get way off into the weeds right now, but my stand on that is I think it's brilliant that Donald Trump did the whole warp speed and he took a businessman's approach to this problem and he crushed it. He unbelievably, undeniably crushed it. And I'm happy for that. But I, for one, will never take that vaccination. Ever. So I'm gonna take about a minute here and I'm gonna read this email before I'm not gonna have a chance to do it. So my friend Charlene, she sent me this email. If you're able to divide up the $900 billion stimulus equally every my laptop just died. Are you kidding me right now? Okay. Gary, Ryan, Clint. On the other side of this break, I guess we're coming back to the phone line, and I'm going to see what's going on with my laptop. What's on your mind? We'll be right back right after this.
Back to the phones. It's Luke from Red Trenchless. Luke, tell folks how a bore could save them a whole lot of money.
That's a good question. Boring saves you money.
because you're not disrupting the subsurface. You don't have to come back in there, plant grass seed, reclaim all that ground that you dug up that you're going to see with a trench. You're going to come in there, you won't even hardly know we're there.
That's what trenchless means, folks, and it saves you money. That's the bottom line. It's just a better way to do it, less disruption to your yard and all the things you care about. What's your week filled with this week?
We're kind of wrapping up some jobs. We've been knocking them out here. We got some good weather. Doing some bores down in Strasburg, Waterline. We do septic tanks, anything you need. Really, excavation-wise, we do boring, a lot of road borers, water lines, electrical, telecom.
Get red. Get new lines with no digging. Visit reddrilling.com, two Ds, reddrilling.com, or call 701-204-0404, 204-0404. Thanks, Luke.
Hi, Lacey here from Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North. Rumor has it, we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall around them is cracking, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait till spring.
Call us today at 701-280-7038 and ask about our winter discount. Precision Concrete Cutters will help you get a jump on spring.
Have you seen it? The world's largest Christmas stocking is at PetroServe USA. That's right. Come on in. Sign up to win it, too, at any PetroServe USA location. Drawings will be held the week of December 21st. Plus, all month long, great specials, 2 for 11, pizza, corner pizza, 2 for $3 liquid ice, Kellogg's Cheez-Its, 79 cents for the 3-ounce bag, coffee and cappuccino drinks, 79 cents. Enjoy. And how about this stocking stuffer? Bluetooth earbuds, $39.99 at PetroServe USA.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Galva DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Galva DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write.
Welcome back. It's What's On Your Mind for this Christmas Eve edition of the program. Leon Francis is your guest host, and it's our final segment before we take a couple days off and then return back on Monday. Scott Hennin is still out, but forget about Scott for now. We got open phone lines with Leon Francis. Leon, take it away.
Forget about Scott. Right. Yeah, he's all warm down in Arizona. So, yeah. As a matter of fact, I mirror that sentiment. I'm going to finish up this email and then get back out to the full bank of calls. Mary, Ryan, Frank, Clint. Well, my friend Charlene Nelson, she sent me this email. Did you watch Rand Paul's speech? The first 3 to 4 minutes are the best. Here's the nugget. If there is no adverse effect of printing up money and giving to everyone, then why stop at 600? Why not give everyone 6,000 or 60,000? If all this deficit spending is not harming anyone, why are they being so stingy and only giving us a paltry 600 bucks? The fact that they don't give us all $60,000 is proof that they know how hurtful this spending is. It imposes debt on people who haven't even been born yet. Our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren. I hope you call out Hovind and Kramer for voting to sell our grandchildren into perpetual servitude. Now, here's the part I want you guys to focus on, because this is where a ton of my friends are, and I'm trending this way. Also, let's call this what it really is, the crappy governor's bailout program. Why are North Dakotans paying for Governor Newsom's Whitney Walsh's Eat Al to screw up their state's economy? Why did Hovind and Kramer vote to make us, North Dakota citizens, whose governor is not a complete maniacal tyrant, pay for the Dems' tyranny? And you know what? I think it's time we start talking about secession. Why on earth would we continue to associate with states that promote and protect voter fraud, give sanctuary to illegals, use our tax money to give education and welfare benefits to illegals, destroy the religious and constitutional rights of the rest of us, and demand that we bail them out when their experiment ultimately fails? I think it's time we rid ourselves of the tyrants of the Democrat-run states and quit saddling ourselves with the debt and the fallout that their policies create. And I agree. I mean, there's not much in that email that I do not agree with. I want to know what your, well, I guess we don't have a ton of time. I'm going to go out to Ryan and Minot. What's on your mind, Ryan?
There. I just wanted to comment on our representative selling us out on that joke of a bill. The American people are getting one-fifth of it, and the rest of it's just a bunch of pork going to other countries and all this stuff. And then they have the audacity to go on Twitter and brag about how they're helping us and doing so good. I just could not believe that. Like the one caller said about, you know, maybe it's a chess game, there's different moves and stuff like that. I haven't given up on Hovind and Kramer just yet, but I will say this. They absolutely need to stand behind President Trump come January 6th, because I can tell you right now, if they do not object to those electors, there is obviously a ton of fraud that's gone on. And if they go ahead and certify that and they don't object to it, I know a ton of people who will not vote for them again. I am so sick of these spineless Republicans not standing up for what's right. And this is the party of Trump now. And when you get people like this, they pretend they're on your side and then they don't do anything. It's unbelievable. As soon as they think Trump is out, now they're going and voting with the Democrats again on all this crap. It's unbelievable. And if you can, go to D.C. January 6th. Peaceful. It'll be a really good time.
I am definitely going to try. Thanks, Ryan. As a matter of fact, I believe that the reason we got Trump is exactly what we're seeing now, because of soft rhinos that were afraid to stand up. That's the entire reason, and anyone that knows me understands this. I was not a Trump fan. I was a Ted Cruz fan, and Trump got my respect. I mean, like, not even 100 days in, he had my respect. We need a guy like that, and the weak-kneed rhino policies that we've had, up until President Trump, that's why we got him. You better stand behind him, because people like me and just like that caller, we're not going to sit back and go for another milquetoast Mitt Romney or somebody like that. You don't fight for this guy, then you have lost a huge percentage of your voter base, if you're the Republican Party. I say MAGA all the way, MAGA Party right there. Frank in Minnesota, what's on your mind? Oh, man, you're breaking up. badly.
Can you hear me now?
Yep.
Is that better?
That's better.
Yeah. Is it true if you send that stimulus $600 to the Georgia voting machines, it comes back $6,000?
Oh, no, I heard $10,000. You put a D in the corner, and you put it in that Dominion. I know you saw my Facebook post. Thanks, man. I am so sorry I didn't get through all the callers. Sorry, Clint. Love being here. What's on your mind? We'll be back next year, I guess.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is your sauna headquarters. Great selection still, Vince?
There is, and we believe in saunas 365 days a year, but now more than ever as we head into colder weather, saunas seem to become more popular. The number one wellness product you could buy today of the research studies, the reduction of Alzheimer by 66%. Studies say it reduces your chance of a heart attack by 50%. You burn calories. You create an artificial fever, which can cure any illness. There's a lot of great benefits to take advantage of a sauna, and we do have a lot of selection from a plug-and-play 4x4 two-person to an outdoor 5x7 patio sauna with everything in between. So it's a great time. We do have them in stock, and we can get them to your home or your backyard sooner than later.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Find them in Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks 2, and, of course, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Thanks, Vince.
You bet.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.